Thank you, Madam Chair. Your Excellencies, I have had the honor of working with the Lao PDR's Women's Union on the domestication of the CEDAW in the national laws in Lao. I engage with you today, Your Excellencies, with that same high regard and profound respect for the work of the Women's Union. Honorable Madam Chansoda, you stated powerfully and inspiringly that where inclusion prevails, justice prevails. Lao PDR, indeed, Your Excellencies, is a party to ICCPR, and Article 19 of the ICCPR on the freedom of expression does come with responsibilities and duties, and may be legitimately restricted, but only to protect national security, public health, and public morals. Your Excellencies, I now proceed to Article 5 substantive areas, but before that, I would like to look at the Women, Peace, and Security Agenda. As you know, the Lao PDR is part of the ASEAN, which adopted in the late 2022 a Women, Peace, and Security Regional Plan of Action. Lao has yet to promulgate a national action plan under the UN Security Council Resolution 1325 and in accordance with our own CEDAW's General Recommendation number 30, 35, and 37. In fact, the Lao Constitution in its preamble calls for building Lao into a country of peace, and the National Action Plan is vital to maintaining the peace, security in Laos and the entire ASEAN region. The drafting of Women, Peace and Security National Action Plan will give Lao the opportunity to emphasize your nationally determined contributions, or NDCs, your unconditional emissions reduction target of 60% by 2030 and the carbon neutrality plan by 2050 in accordance with CEDAW's GR37. Would you consider addressing the rise of artificial intelligence and the potential weaponizing of technology and its impact on women's security? Would you also consider addressing the impact of militarization and over-securitization and the strengthening of full accountability under law and due process for women, including minority women and women human rights defenders under the Women, Peace and Security Agenda? A key emerging component of the Women, Peace and Security Agenda, Your Excellencies, is a victim and survivor-centered approach in both legal proceedings, mediation processes, and access to justice. Training for justice officials and mediators on this approach is crucial to ensure that victims' needs are prioritized. While CEDAW's Article 5 addresses gender-based violence, we see that stereotypes and harmful traditional practices are some of the root causes of violence and reinforces women as second-class citizens. For example, the Laotian popular saying, "A woman without a husband is like a ring without a stone." And we have many such popular sayings all over Asia and in many parts of the world. But these stereotypes render women as worthless without a man. In fact, our emerging General Recommendation 41 addresses stereotypes as a new generation of gender-based discrimination. Your Excellencies, what are the systemic acts you have taken to address traditional practices, harmful traditional practices, that reinforce these patriarchal attitudes and discrimination against women and girls, particularly those from rural areas and ethnic minority groups? An emerging area of concern is the intersection of gender stereotypes with new technologies and algorithmic biases. Digitalization compounds, reproduces, and amplifies and automates existing gender biases through coded bias. Women are often victims of technology-facilitated sexual violence, and additionally, they are at risk of targeted cyber scam operations. Despite progress in your national action plans, the Lao PDR is yet to address the growing issue of technology-facilitated gender-based violence and online harassment. to ensure the full implementation of the 2015 law on preventing and combating violence against women and children. Your Excellencies, would you consider revising the law to include cyber harassment of women and online scams that target impoverished women in accordance with the UN Global Digital Compact and the Cybercrime Convention, which was just adopted by the UN General Assembly just a few weeks ago? The CEDAW committee is also concerned that there is no specific law against spousal rape in your penal code. In keeping with the penal code reforms around the world, would you consider including affirmative consent as an essential element of the crime of rape? Other areas of concern for the CEDAW committee include the fact that the law does not yet criminalize sexual harassment, nor does the law recognize obstetric violence, although obstetric emergencies are common in the Lao PDR. In the Golden Triangle Special Economic Zone, workers often face forced labor and debt bondage and forced sex work and child sex tourism. My questions to you, Your Excellencies, is would you consider applying the guiding principles of business and human rights in line with the CEDAW and enforce ESG guidelines, environmental, social, and governance guidelines on transnational corporations to address the gender challenges in the Golden Triangle? And delving further into economic violence, the confluence of a pandemic and an economic crisis has created structural adjustment policies and debt restructuring, which constitutes a form of structural violence. Women are the face of poverty and food insecurity, especially among ethnic minorities, including the Hmong community. The economic turmoil has led to an increase in domestic violence, leaving women trapped in abusive situations. Child marriage is also a cause and consequence of the feminization of poverty. So, Your Excellencies, how will economic policies take the most vulnerable into account? What steps have you taken to assess the impact of the economic crisis on women and create pro-poor policies to ensure that gender-based violence and food insecurity and its nexus do not continue to underscore the ways in which rural families continue to grow in impoverishment? Yeah.